This past Friday, Queen Elizabeth released a royal portrait of herself and her immediate line of succession: Prince Charles, Prince William, and 6-year-old Prince George. The photo was taken at Buckingham Palace before an elaborate backdrop of crown molding and crushed red velvet. Crown molding and crushed red velvet draperies are a fitting backdrop for a royal family. What is not fitting for royalty is cow manure, straw, dirt, and cold. And yet, that is precisely what the three kings found when they followed a brilliant star in search of the newborn king of the Jews. I cannot help but think about what they thought, what was going through their minds, being royalty themselves, as they came to that manger. I suspect it was confusion and disappointment as they stood there before that scene. It seems to me that their experience could be a metaphor for what many of us experience at one time or another in our lives, where we're following a star, we have wonderful dreams and plans and hopes, only to be led to a manger. In a word, disappointment. A little over a year ago, a priest friend of mine, whom I doubt any of you know, he's never been here at the cathedral, this priest announced that he was leaving active ministry to pursue marriage. This priest was a good friend of mine. I'd known him in seminary, and we became friends as priests. I had the honor of vesting him as a priest. So at his ordination, I was the one who put the chasuble and the stole on him for the very first time. And he was fine. He was a fine priest, did excellent ministry, brought people to the Catholic Church, attracted families to Jesus. In fact, I have him in my will. And I may be wrong, but I don't believe it's God's will for him to leave. I just don't. And I'm not beating him up and revealing who he is, because that's not the point. The point is that his decision was a profound disappointment for me. His vocation to priesthood, to service of this church that I love, and our friendship was a bright star, which ended up, in my opinion, leading to a manger. Surely many of you, at one time or another, have had great plans, lots of hopes for a future, following a lot of brightness, which ends up instead leading to disappointment. Surely the three kings thought to themselves, at least this newborn king could be in a moderately sized palace. But no. When we are faced with disappointments in life, I believe the response of the three kings can be illustrative for us. So first, when the wise men arrived at the manger and realized this is not a palace, in fact, it's far from it, they didn't turn away. And we could, we wouldn't blame them if they did. Maybe we made a mistake. But no, they stood there before that manger and they said, not what I expected, but where is God? And so they immediately looked for God in that mess. And the same is true, I think, for us. That when we are, when we encounter those disappointments, those dashed hopes and dreams, we have to ask ourselves, in the midst of that situation, where is God? Where is the hand of God in all of this? The three kings were able to find him like that. Very quickly, they found God in the midst of that mess. Sometimes it's not the same way for us. I don't know where God is right now in the midst of that whole decision of my friend. I presume that in time, because time's a great gift, that in time I perhaps can look back and say, oh, okay, there I saw the hand of God. Or there I saw God at work. Again, time helps to reveal that. Where is God? Second, the three kings gave their very best to God. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They didn't hold back. They didn't say, well, this king isn't worthy of these precious gifts. They gave them. Which again tells us that in the midst of disappointment, we can't be focused on ourselves. We can't be self-centered and try to, cocoon, if you will. But rather to be focused on others and to give our very best to others. I love the priesthood. And maybe related to that decision of my friend, I do feel like I have a kind of a renewed zeal to give more of myself and whatever gifts God has given me to my parish, to the diocese, and to the church. Third, the three kings changed course. So the gospel tells us that they were planning on going back to Herod, and we know what a disaster that would have been. Herod was a liar and was tricking them so that he could find out where the baby Jesus was. And so God spoke to the three kings through an angel. And what did they do? They changed course. The gospel says they went back by another route. When faced with disappointments, we too can look to the three kings and decide and ask God, how am I supposed to change course? Given my own disappointment, I will admit that there have been days, in my life when I have been hesitant to encourage individual men to consider priesthood. I put so much effort and personal investment in that young priest. And I think part of me at times is reticent to take that risk again. But that's wrong, huh? That's not what God is asking. God doesn't want me to wallow in my reticence. The course change that God wants me to make is to turn away from that, to continue to encourage young men to embrace the life that has been so personally fulfilling for me. It is a privilege to be a priest with a tremendous power for good. So much power in so many different ways to make a positive difference in other people's lives. And ultimately, pray God lead them to salvation. In the midst of being disillusioned, what course correction might God be asking of you? It was a great blessing for the three kings to make that course correction, and it can be a blessing for us as well. We all know that Prince Charles and Prince William and 6-year-old Prince George were not born in a stable surrounded by hay and cow poop, an environment totally unfit for royalty. As the three kings encountered that very situation, they no doubt had confusion and disappointment well up within them. However, their response can assist us when we too experience broken dreams and profound disappointments. Look for God. Give your very best and change your course.